Yeah, Perek Vav. Very important Perek. Very important Perek. So I brought, there's a Mishnah that I found in Tamid. And it talks about Yericho. Right? In Tamid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Het, it says, Miricho hayu shom'in kol sha'ar ha'gadol sheniftah. When they used to open the big gates in Yerushalayim, it says they used to hear it in Yericho. Miricho hayu shom'in kol ha'magrefa. It was like this it was an instrument, or magrefa means a rake of some sort, but I think it was shaped like a rake, I'm not sure. And they said they could hear that played in Yericho, from Yerushalayim. Miricho hayu shom'in kol ha'etz sha'asa ben katin muchni lakiyor. And they used to pull the rope to lift up the water, so they could hear that from Yerushalayim in Yericho. Miricho hayu shom'in kol givini karoz. Not sure what that means. They used to hear that as well. Miricho hayu shom'in kol ha'halil, the flute they used to play in Jerusalem. They used to hear that in Yericho. Miricho hayu shom'in kol ha'tzilzal. Miricho hayu shom'in kol ha'shir. When the Levim started singing, and then for the Kohanim, they could hear that in Yericho. Miricho hayu shom'in kol ha'shofar. The shofar was blown in Yerushalayim. They would hear it in Yericho. ויש אומרים אף קול של כהן גדול בשעה שהוא מזכיר את שם השם ביום הכיפורים. When you say the שם השם ביום הכיפורים, they could hear that in יריחו. מריחו היו מריח ריח פיתום הקטורת. When he used to do the קטורת, they would smell that in יריחו.
Prime real estate.
We know that it's nowhere near. יריחו is hours away. It's an hour and a half drive. Yeah, from Yerushalayim. So is this to be taken literally or not, David? We know the Mishnah don't bring Midrashim and nice stories and Bubba Meisters, do they? This is Mishnah. So there must be some reality to it. What's it talking about? In Yericho they heard all these things. I found the Ravid. The Ravid says as follows. He said, Yericho is so important to Eretz Yisrael, to Am Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. It's so important that it's put on a level with Yerushalayim. That whatever was happening in Yerushalayim was felt, was heard, was seen, was smelled, all the way in Yericho. And we're going to see now in this period coming up, why was Yericho so integral to Yerushalayim and to Eretz Yisrael as a whole and the Jewish people? Why is it put on such a high level to be almost similar to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Aleph. Viriho sogeret sugeret. I bought some pictures to help you see what I'm talking about. Yericho was sogeret sugeret. If you can see here, this is a 3D reconstruction of Yericho. It's sogeret sugeret.
Oh, wow.
It was cool. Closed twice. Ah. Right? Rashi says, the Mitzvah David says, Ratzal Omar, Me'olam hayta sgura b'dalatim u'briyah. It was always closed with a proper wall and a door. Ve'ata, but now, hosifu liskara od mipnei Yisrael. Once they heard the Jewish people were coming, they put in maybe another wall, another door. They're like, guys, we're closing up, they're coming.
Wow.
There was no one able to leave or come out, nothing. They close everyone up. So get it, umisugere. This is the 3D construction. This is the real picture of it now. Not massive. We're talking about this ancient Jericho. Not massive, but this tell is known to be the ancient. This tell here, not massive, is the ancient place of Yericho, which is just on the crossroads at the top here of what is now modern day Jericho. You'd find it here.
Where is Jericho?
This is Jericho.
Yeah, but where is that?
So you go, if you're going, if you go towards the Dead Sea and you go down towards Eilat, it'll be on your left.
Okay. This is Jordan Valley.
This is the Jordan River. This is the Jordan Valley, which is all dry. And here you've got the plain of mountains.
Okay.
It takes you up. That's why it's such a good natural border with Jordan, with others, because it's a valley and it's impossible to bring up all your military through these mountains.
Oh.
Right? We have just said this is ancient. So Geret and Mr. Geret. This is a 3D reconstruction. Right, so it was a closed up place. They heard the Jewish people coming, they got scared, they closed up, maybe put even an extra wall there. I don't know if you can see, but here also, why is it a good militarily or practically, why is it a good place to first take over? You come into Israel, you take over Yericho, and here you've got this range of mountains, but here it gets light, meaning it's a much lower plain right here.
Yeah.
So to be able to, you've got the Kvish Echad here. Kvish Echad cuts through the lowest point through those through that mountain ridge. So actually, physically speaking, it's actually a much easier place to come in with a huge amount of people and to gain access into the country.
Have you ever been to Mitzpah?
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't see it's a massive.
You can see another one here. This is the mountains here, where it's all shadowed. And this area here is much lower. There's no shadow. There's much easier access into the rest of the...
Wow. Okay.
Beit, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua. Hashem says to Yehoshua, Re'eh, natati liadcha et Yericho ve'et malkah gibborei ha'ayil. I've given everyone over to you. Okay? The king, everyone. V'sabotem et ha'ir. Now he tells him, gives him instructions for war. I want you to go around the mountain. The city. Call anshei milhama, all the people of war. Hekef et ha'ir pam echad, go round once. Kol ta'aseh sheshet yamim, and do that for 6 days. To go around it once for 6 days. Every day, once for 6 days. Shiva kohanim yisu shiva shofarot hayovelim, and 7 kohanim will carry 7 shofarot hayovelim, which means Rashi says they were from the elim. They were ram's horns. Lifnei Aaron, before the Aaron. Ubayom ha-shevi'i, and on the 7th day, tasobu et ha'ir, go round the city, sheva pa'amim, you'll go round 7 times. Va'koanim yitku ba-shofarot, and the koanim will start blowing the shofarot. Many people try to ask why it's once for 7 days, and the 7th day, you go around 7 times, with 7 koanim and 7 shofarot. It's not an easy answer. No one really gave a great answer because no one really knows why Hashem wanted Davka this way.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure if you've got an answer, you've got some great. I'd love to hear, but no one gave a really. Most people said, "Look, this is the way of Hashem. Right. Hashem wants it this way. You do it this way."
Well, there are matters of 7 on the conquest of the land.
Right,
of Israel.
We make meaning.
Of course, exactly. There's 7 sevens. Seven nations. Right. But what? So what? Why am I destroying a city like this? Right. Yeah. The woman goes around the Hatan 7 times.
7.
To bring down his, he's got a lot of walls up. You know, and bring down his walls. Make sure he allows her in. This comes from Yeshua. Why? Why here? I'm not sure.
That's Masor.
Yeah.
So it comes from this.
Kabbalistic idea of each time she's breaking
the 7
down.
Is
so
the physical, is as in everything physical is represented by 7, and
correct.
8 is above that. So to get into the 8, you've got to first conquer all the different 7s.
So by the end of this, I'm sure we'll find another answer. Okay. Hey, v'haya b'mshoch b'kenan yovel b'shom echemet kol ha-shofar. When you hear the shofar on that 7th day, yariu kol ha'am teruah gedolah, everyone should shout and scream, v'nafla chomat ha'ir tateah.
I'll tell you later, but I have something that I must share after.
Okay, fine. When you shout and scream, and you hear the shofar, you shout and scream, and then v'nafla chomat ha'ir tachteah, and the walls will fall down. Tachteah means, actually, it says here in Rashi, it says it later on, but tipol ha'chomat tachteah.
In its place. This is their first battle, right? Since they got it?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It means that it was swallowed up into the land. Meaning it didn't fall down backwards, forwards. It was actually physically swallowed into the ground. If you see the remains, the remains actually corroborates the biblical account in that it was, the remains here were swallowed underneath.
No way, we have a picture of the remains.
Yeah. Remains of the wall.
Come on, yeah. They clean it up after thousands of
this
years.
This is one of the most incredible things. There are documentaries on it as well. you can see that the people inside Jericho had prepared for a long time matzor, what do you call it?
A siege.
Right? They filled all their things up full of grain, and they can see that there was a burning. You'll see they burnt the city down, everything was burnt, and the top layer of all the seed and everything is all burnt. And the fact they filled it up means they were preparing. But you can see there was evidence of it being burned down, and people's living in the walls, like the Torah says, they were living in the walls were big enough, and the walls were swallowed into the ground as well. You can go there today and have a look.
Wow.
They fell, they were swallowed, there's an earthquake, there's remnants.
Remnants in the walls.
Yeah.
This is Yeshua's.
This is after Yeshua. Well, when you say they live inside walls, that means in between the two levels, or
I think in the wall itself. Yeah. But maybe the outside of the first. Yeah, maybe that was called in the wall. Maybe. Okay.
So there's a mizbeach there from
Yoshua. Right there,
it's next to Shechem.
Mizbeach Yoshua next to
Shechem.
Yeah,
Yoshua.
Yeah,
of
course.
No, I'm just speaking about another artifact from the exact same time.
And so the end of Pasuk Hey says the Alu Ha'am, and then all the people will go up once they see the walls falling. The whole nation was commanded to go up into the city Ish Negdo, and you go to war against the people there, right? So the interesting is that the miracle is coming to help us, but the miracle is not doing the work anymore. Like we said, same theme. The miracle is coming to bring down the walls in a miraculous way, and God could have just destroyed the whole city miraculously. But yeah, it says, Ish Negdo, we had to go in and we had to do the war ourselves. There are many answers to that. Why would Hashem do it that way? An answer could be, why does Hashem do the seven, each day they went round once, blowing the shofar, the seventh day, seven times, said that already.
Yeah,
said,
yeah, I think yeah? it is. I think
but
it is.
Militarily, I'm talking now from the eyes of Yeshua. He comes in, he's got an army. There's no way that all the other kings didn't know what was happening. Everyone knew what was happening. They probably sent spies to go and see what's happening. There's a mountain range you can see down onto Jericho. They probably all could see what was going on, right? Hashem is now going to make this the example.
This is the initiation.
This is it. So it's going to have to be good.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching now. Everyone's eyes are on this. One day they go around. Yeah. Okay, what's going on? Two days.
Yeah. They probably looked like they were ready for war. Probably like Trump when he was delaying their Iran.
Exactly.
It's going to be tomorrow.
Possibly, yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way to gather.
Stand down. We go back. We're a bit scared. We can't get in. We can't get. They can't get in quickly. And back. They've gone back. Third day, fourth day. They can't get in.
They went into Ukraine. It was like 3 weeks. They had all their military around Ukraine. Everyone's like, what's happening? They didn't move.
They don't actually have a plan.
They were just waiting.
100%. And Trump did as well with Iran.
And then boom, they were
sending boats and boats for weeks before.
Yeah, that was the main show of all of it. It was just a show.
This is the same thing here. There's a show. There's a show going on, right? If I was sitting in Jericho myself, I would probably need a nappy on because every night, what's going on?
Yeah, you can't sleep.
And it comes to the seventh day, and suddenly they see. Not only do they see that Hashem is still with us. They see that Hashem is still with us. That no matter what you do, the bracha is there. Hashem will make the walls come tumbling. And yeah, they'll finish us off in a natural way. But Hashem is there with them. The walls are falling down. There's nothing you can do. Right? That's what I thought of an answer. Okay. Va'yikra Yoshua ben Nun el ha-Kohanim. Yoshua called the Kohanim v'yomer alehem. Su et Aron ha-Brit. Carry the Aron ha-Brit. V'shiva Kohanim yisu shiva shofarot yovelim. And they will carry seven Kohanim, carry seven shofarot lifnei Aron Hashem. Why does Aron have to go first? Because it's the Aron. First of all, he wants to show you this because of the Torah. So the Torah that this is all happening. It's all happening because of the Aron. Vayomer el ha'am ivru v'sobu et ha'ir v'halutz ya'avo lifnei Aron Hashem. Who are the halutzim? Possibly. Good. Rashi says, "Bnei Reuven ubnei Gad hayu overim lifnehem lifnei shehayu bnei Gad giborim umakim bizroa hazaka kamo shneimar v'teref zeroa af kod." Remember that passage, right? Because the Gad, when they went to war, they would cut off the right arm with one one juke of the sword, they would cut off the guy's head and his strong arm. Down like that, the goof, like that. So once the people came behind them, but they saw coming behind them, they're seeing people in half, they'd be like, God is in front of us, we know who has been here.
One second, so who are the tribes that we...
These are the 2.5 it,
which were team going...
Where do you see that? What
did we just talk about that wanted to stay in every
area? Yeah, yeah,
they were
there.
They
They're told you have to go
first. They were told, that's
the... Part of the deal.
Where is that?
Zion. The halutz yavo lifnei Aaron Hashem. The halutzim... These are the 2.5 tribes that are staying behind. Remember your promise. You're going out ahead. You're going front.
Yeah, I did. Oh, halut, you're saying
that's the Rashi says that's the 2.5 tribes. Oh. That's good. Right? Yeah. Why God first? We said because they're the toughest.
That's cool.
Hayat vayikeh mor Yehoshua el ha'am v'shiva ha'kohanim mosim shiva shofarot v'yivrim v'fnei ha'ashem v'avru v'takum b'shofarot v'aron b'rit ha'ashem holech achareihem. Okay. V'ha'halut holech lifnei ha'kohanim, right? The giborim would go the front before the kohanim. Tokia Shofarot, ones are blame, Masif, Holech, Hameasif, those who were at the back, who are the ones at the back?
Dan,
Yafemod, Hameasif, they would help the stragglers and the people waiting in the back. Holech, Hare Aaron, they would go at the back. Haloch, Vitakoa, Beshofarot. Now, this wasn't the usual order. Yeshua does this order himself.
So the Chalutzim are new,
Nachon.
But the Masif is the same. It used to be Yudah Nachon. In the front, and now they switched.
Nachon.
Nachon. Interesting.
Yud, ve'et ha'am tziva Yehoshua lemor. Yehoshua now commands the people. Lo tariu ve'lo tashmiu et kolchem. I don't want to hear a murmur. This is actually very interesting because a lot of people make comparisons with Har Sinai and Yericho. Why? Because before Har Sinai was Kriyat Yam Suf and then there was Har Sinai. And so here, because there's so many comparisons with Yam Suf and Kriyat Yarden, Yericho, which comes straight after, they want to find a lot of comparisons with Hassan. You find that here. First one is Yehoshua says, "Not a sound. I don't want to hear you." Right? What happened just before Matan Torah? Silence. Absolute silence. Ad Yom Omri Elechem Hario V'Ariotem. Until I tell you, and then you can start cheering and screaming. Vayasev Aaron Hashem itair, the Aaron will go round, Hakif Pamehad once, Vayavo Amahane Balin Mahane, and then you go to bed and you do the same the next day. You'd bed. Vayashkem Yehoshua Baboker, Yehoshua go up early. Vayisua Konim et Aaron Hashem, they took the Aaron. Vishiva Konim Mosim Shiva Shofarot, Yovim Fi Aaron Hashem, Olchim Raholoch, Vatako Bishofarot, they were carrying the Aaron, they're blowing the Shofarot. Vahalut Olech Lifnehem, Hamasef, Olech Hare Aaron Hashem, Olech, Vatako Bishofarot, they're doing everything they've been told to do. They went round by Yom Hashini Pa'amahad again. The second day they went round runs for Yeshua Mahane and they went back to bed. Ko'asu sheshet yamim, and they did it for 6 days. Vayehi by Yom Hashevi, and on the 7th day, what day was the Torah given? On Shabbat.
Really?
Yeah. And here there is what they do on the 7th day. And Rashi says.
No way.
No. We'll say here. Yeah. Yom Hashevi, Shabbat Hayah. This is Shabbat. Why is it Yom Hashevi? It wasn't just the 7th day of them going around. It was also Hashevi. Also, what about on Har Sinai? What day of Sivan? That's when we keep Shavuot. Zayin Sivan.
Well,
Zayin Sivan, when the Torah was given. And here's also the 7th day that the Torah was given. Here's also. So I'm right.
It's interesting.
Zayin?
Interesting, you can't.
Well, I'm saying I'm trying to find the connection. I'm trying to find the connection here. There's another.
I'm just saying, that is a little bit off topic, but it's interesting that I never knew that the Torah was given on the 7th day with lightning and fire and smoke. And
oh,
everything.
Shofarot.
Yeah, it's like
Shofarot are blowing, same thing as Har Sinai. Right? There's a lot of connections here.
Well, like, but those things are a sword. No, I'm saying.
We Shofarot, but there was Shofarot.
For us, but not for
Shofarot. Har Sinai, there was. Here the Kohen
like
were blowing Shofarot.
It's like a sword, but it's okay on Tali.
Pikuach Nefesh. Like, we had to get the Torah then.
Huh?
It was Pikuach Nefesh anyway, because we had to get the Torah then. Even Moshe smashing the Luchos was a Pikuach Nefesh. How was he allowed to do that on Shabbos?
Oh, that was Shabbat. Oh, yeah.
It was a Pikuach Nefesh. It was when you need to save someone, huh?
If you work out the 50 days, they left on a Thursday, right? Left on a Thursday.
And then
50
days
later
is.
40th
day was not
Shabbat.
One of them.
That's why it says Machlokes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so. They go up early. And they went around the city, Kamishpat, as they were told, Sheva Pamim, seven times on Shabbat. Why also, why Shabbat? Why is the Hilul Shabbat over here?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is the Hilul Shabbat?
For which one? For fighting the war?
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's not fighting a war.
We're initiating a war here.
We often go
burning down, burning the city.
Yeah, you think if it's
Shabbat, does he have to do on Shabbat?
Modern. Yeah, it's very interesting.
No, in the Mechavet Mitzvah, there's no consideration of waging it on Shabbat or not on Shabbat.
No, it's a stock market.
There's no...
It's a question.
Really?
Doesn't have to be on Shabbat?
We girls,
this whole story of...
The first time it was Friday night, often we do missions on Friday.
Most missions are on Shabbat.
Interesting.
Yeah, Friday night.
Only Israel or... I don't know.
Israel, yeah, check.
Here, at least I can understand. Here, we're now taking over the land of Israel. There is even halacha, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch. If you have the opportunity to buy a piece of land from a non-Jew, Eretz Israel, on Shabbat, you are allowed to. Amira Lagoy.
Yeah, in order to.
Amira Lagoy. Or should you can tell him to sign it for you.
There's other
on Shabbat.
There's
so we're more lenient when it comes to buying Eretz Yisrael, acquiring it. Even if it's on Shabbat, we can do something against
the Rabbanim. If a goy comes to steal from you on Shabbat, you're allowed to buy. Not to kill you, but just to steal from you, you can buy that Shabbat in order to drive them away. There's also...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that might be another reason why it's happening
just
on Shabbat.
To
show you how important. Show how important the acquisition of Eretz Yisrael is. Even though we're going to be Mahalel Shabbat even. והשכימו קהלות השם, okay, went around seven times, but you were on that day, וסבבו את העיר שבע פעמים, they went around seven times. ויהי, בפעם השביעית, on the seventh time, תקעו הכהנים בשופרות, they blew the shofar, ויום יהושע אל העם, הריו, said, now is your opportunity, scream, כי נתן השם לכם את העיר, so Hashem is giving you
to Israel.
Hariu, it could be shofarot, but teruah comes from the word to leharil. Teruah comes from the word to cry out, to shout out. And he'd already told them that I want you to shout and scream.
You can't make a good translation as good as it can be. It will never be
that. Right? This is, imagine Braveheart.
How many shofarot were going on here?
Seven.
I think there's only seven in the seven Kohanim's hands.
And seven Kohanim's hands?
Yeah.
So when he's sung the Am.
Hariu, it means their voice. That's how I learned it. Teruah also means to wail, to scream, to shout.
Wow.
That's where the word teruah comes from. We're copying the human voice. This is Braveheart. He's great. And scream now. We're taking over.
Yeah, what's he saying? Hariu.
Hariu. Hariu lifnei Hashem.
What's Hariu?
Hariu is also to cry out.
Teruah.
But that, the teruah that he told the Kohanim has already happened. He's now told the nation, you're to be quiet until I tell you to scream. And now he's telling them, now you scream.
Wallace.
Yud Zayin, Vahaita Ha'ir Herem Hi. B'chol Asher Ba La'Hashem. Everything was destroyed, everything was to Hashem. This wasn't told to Yeshua. Yeshua told him something else. Rak Rahava Zona Tihyeh. Only Rahava Zona, she should live. He, V'chol Asher Ita Babayit. Everything that's in her house. Kechbeta Et HaMalachim Asher Shalachnu. Right? Remember the two souls in the cell? Her family was in there.
In the walls.
Yeah, that's where she lived.
I'm saying if they went around, the walls fell down.
Why is it called Rahava Zona? Why
did
not
just
say
Rahava? She was the provider.
First of all, we said Zona could mean Zan, Mefarnes. And also the fact that she did Teshuvah. She did Teshuvah to show, maybe give her credit that she was a Zona for 40 years.
Right. That's funny that you
won't. So you go and save her because her in the walls, right? She hid the spies that we sent. ורק אתם שימרו מן החרם, פן תחרים ולקחתם מן החרם, ושמתם את מחנה ישראל לחרם ואחרתם אותו. Right? How does he translate that pasuk? ורק אתם שימרו מן החרם, you don't take anything.
Harem is the forbidden things.
Yeah. Anything that I've told you, the whole city is harem, you're not allowed to touch anything, and you just don't take anything else. Rachav and her family, that's it, nothing else you're allowed to touch. פן תחרים, in case you anger me. וכל כסף וזהב וכלי נחושת ברזל קודש הוא להשם. This is the extra. Hashem said, take it over. He didn't say you can't touch anything. Yeshua, as if he's giving a It's like a tiruma, right? Anything that we see it's in the first of everything, we give to Hashem. That's what it looks like. Yeshua's doing the same thing. The first of it is our first, the first, the first. This is all for Hashem. All the gold and silver is for Hashem, right? Hekdesh. Otzar Hashem Yavor. It's all for Hashem's treasury. Vayare ha'am vayitku b'shofarot v'hi kishmu ha'am et kol ha'shofar v'yaru ha'am teruah gedola v'tipol ha'homa tahtea. And the walls actually fell in on themselves, were swallowed up. Right? That's what we said before. Everything's natural. Even this miracle could have been done in a natural way because that area is known for earthquakes and known for these things. The earth opening up and swallowing the, right? The miracle was the timing, and but it was done in a natural, more natural way now. Hashem is weaning us off of these big miracles in the desert.
So Lot's wife was a...
Melach, you see that?
Gofrit of a man. It was a strange phenomenon that involved natural elements in that area. In Sodom, Havichat Sodom.
Right, okay.
It's like a volcano.
Mashiach is there, you know, it's weird. Yeah.
So we are up to Yud Tet. Yud Kaf. Again, it says, Ha'am Ha'iru, Ish Negdo V'Yirkidu Ha'ir. And every man should go up and fight. That was also, by the way, in Har Sinai. The halakha after Har Sinai was every man must now go up onto the mountain. Right? So that no one should think, why would they command that? That no one should think that this makom is kadosh outside Eretz Yisrael. It was only kadosh when Hashem was there giving the Aset HaDibrot. But now that Hashem has left the area, so to speak, kibiyakol, the gates come down, everyone was told to go up onto the mountain. So here, the Chachamim say it's the same thing. That when the walls came down, right, when that border had come down, Yeshua told all the people to go up onto the mountain. Again, there's a connection with Hosna. V'yaharim et kol asher v'ayir, me'ish v'ad isha, minar v'ad zaken. You're not allowed to take anything, v'ad shor, v'ser, v'hamon, v'yaharev, kill everything and destroy everything. This is also difficult, but it's all important to say that maybe they were leaving a mark and setting this as an example for everyone else. You should know, the Jewish people were told, as a mitzvah, you come in, v'karata eleha leshalom. The first thing you do when you take over a city is you call out in peace. We don't want war. Okay. And this was going to serve as a way to lessen the wars and lessen the bloodshed afterwards. First you call out in peace. If you don't want to leave, and you don't want to keep the seven Noahide laws, and you want to stay and fight, this is what's going to happen to you.
But this didn't, they didn't call for peace, did they?
No. Not in this case. This is the event that paves the way for hopefully everyone else to either run away,
this is like
keep them, exactly.
Yeah,
This is the show. We're going to see why at the end. We'll see why this is the show. V'lishnayim ha'anashim ha'maraglim, and the two maraglim, who do we say they were?
Yeshua and Caleb.
Pinhas and Caleb. Yeah, they were coming into Jericho. Not the ones into Israel. This is 40 years later. Caleb and Pinhas now come into Jericho. Yeah.
They stayed with
Rachav. Yeah. Those two maraglim, you go back to the Isha Zona, go back to Rachav where you were.
Yeah.
Because you promised her, if she saves you, you're going to save her. So now you've got to be, what's the word? You've got to fulfill your promise, go back to her and save her.
What's the string, the red scarlet string?
Oh, so they should know. They should know from that who to save. No mention. Good question. He calls them na'arim. Two possible reasons why he calls these two people na'arim. They weren't young at all by then. Na'arim because they were serving Yeshua as a na'ar serves his master. Another way is because Rashi says, "Kan ayu tzrichim ziruz." Here you need to be quick, you need to act quickly, you need to be like a na'ar. V'na'asu ke'na'arim zirizim. And they were made like young, fit, healthy men that can run and do their job. They got her and they took her out of the Mahane to the Mahane of Israel. They took Rachav. They burned everything, which the archaeological dig also corroborates. They burned everything in fire. They put all that into the treasury. They didn't drop a bee over there. Ve'et rahava zona ve'et bet aviha ve'et kol ha'shela ahiya Yehoshua. Yehoshua helped them live. Vateshev bekerev Yisrael ad hayom hazeh. And she lives within the Jewish people until today. That's the proof that she married Yehoshua on this pasuk. Vateshev bekerev Yisrael ad hayom hazeh. She lives within the Jewish people until today. Chachamim say she married Yehoshua. Nevi'im, people came from her. She didn't have any sons, but they had after they had a lot of Nevi'im. Ki ehbiya et ha-malachim, because she saved and she hid the spies. Asher shalach Yehoshua la-ragel et Yirehoh, that Yehoshua sent to spy. Do you want to say something?
You said that one of the spies was Pinchas, right?
Pinchas in Caleb.
And Pinchas was called a Na'ar when
Very nice, yeah.
When he was...
Yeah, because he was a Zariz. He was a Zariz.
Spared, Cosby and...
He had the traits of a Na'ar. He was quick to act. Very nice. Vayashbe Yehoshua bet ahilemo. Now Yehoshua makes a promise. And he says, Arur ha'ish lifnei Hashem asher yakum mubanai ta'ir azod et iriho. Cursed is the man who will rebuild this place. Bivchoro yisadena uvitzeiro yatziv derateha. With your firstborn, with the foundations, will die. And with your youngest born, when you fix the doors of the entrance, they'll also die, right? And we see this curse actually happens later on with Achav. Achav, the king, was actually... There's a question, what does it mean rebuild the city?
Who was like contrary, and he said, I want to rebuild it.
Nope. I think it was Achav.
And everyone of his kids died.
Yeah,
one.
All his children died.
In the Torah, is it a story like that?
Yeah, it's Malachim. But there's a question whether or not Yehoshua meant the whole city to be rebuilt, or just the walls to be rebuilt. Because he wanted it to actually be a sign. This was, like I'm saying, this is a sign for everyone should see. What happens if you don't listen?
Deterrent.
Exactly, that's a good, great word, right? You're right, but they just rebuild on the... They just rebuild. They don't bring anything new. They just rebuild on the broken stones of the Kotel. They've set their toilet seats of the... On the, have you seen this? Where they built on the stones. On the
temporary.
That's what they do. Right? Plus, in the Gemara and the Tanaim used to live in Yericho. How could they live here? Arur Ha'ish. How could they live here? It must be up until a certain point there was this curse, and I think it stopped as well. Some people say that the curse went up to a certain point.
Why?
Until the punishment was carried out, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Until after that, then Mutar. Why? I don't know, because these Gedolim used to live in Yericho.
Really?
Yeah. Mishnah, hey, the Gemara.
Yericho?
Yeah, Yericho itself.
It's Yericho is the 1980s.
Yeah. It's much more. That's what I'm saying. It's not Yericho.
In the Gemara, it talks about, in a few Masechto, it talks about living in Yericho.
It's overlooking Yericho. It's not Yericho. It's Yericho.
All right. So, that's a possible answer. Where are we up to?
Where did he pull from Yehoshua, what? This curse?
Where did he? Well, because he wants it to be a sign. He wants it to be a sign.
It was in his own, to say, cursed be the man.
Yeah. Not only that, but what do we say after Har Sinai?
The 12 stones are also. It's like he was the one that was noticing the miracles and making sure that it doesn't get...
So actually they did have a warning. That is not... they didn't call out to them for peace. Maybe we don't see it, but they were told to set up these 12 stones at Har Eival. And these 12 stones, they were to set 70 languages, and the 70 the Torah, they were to be'er hetev, yeah? They were to write the whole Torah in 70 languages so everyone could see it. And the way it was covered was in a very light thing, and it was by a mountain, which was very big, and everyone could see it. So everyone knew what was happening. It's like you're writing your kind of your history and telling the Kanaanim why we're here, what we're doing here, right?
And they came to renew the brit also.
That's when they split Har Eival and
but that's
Mizim.
Not related to the Mizbeach.
It's not. This is before when he set up the stones to explain to everyone what we're doing there. Rav Jonathan Sachs, he says that ancient thing. He said the Americans, when they do monuments, they have lots of writing on their monuments about why, what happened. They came here and we did this and we did that, and we did that. And you go to England and you see Churchill on the thing and he says Winston Churchill. Nothing. Right? Nothing. Why? So Jonathan Sachs says, Ralph Sachs says, because the Americans were all kind of immigrants as well. And they were coming to, and they had to kind of, they had to establish a reason why they're here, what they're doing. We have to tell people and teach them. We have to come, we have to read it, we have to understand what we're doing here. What's our mission? With English, we beat you, you're dead, and we finish, we are the best. That is it, right? English, we're here. We have to explain to anyone what we're doing here. We're English, we've been here for thousands of years. Same here. What we're doing, we're setting up these stones to tell them what we're doing here, explain what our agenda is. If you don't want to fight and you don't want to keep the Noahide laws, you better leave, because this is what's going to be the end of you. So Hashem, Yeshua makes that curse, and it finishes off by saying, "Vayihi Hashem et Yehoshua vayihi shom'o b'chol ha'aretz." This was heard throughout the land, like they wanted it to be, right? And Hashem was with Yehoshua. I just wrote two notes, because this is the first battle, and it was number one to instill fear in the Goyim, and number two, it was to give us an eternal connection with the land of Israel. Because let's be honest, Abraham already lived in the land of Israel. So if Hashem wanted it, he could have stayed there, had children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and because we could have become many, we just would have naturally become the owners of the land. Like most nations that happens with. Because you're in that land, and you're the most, you're in charge, it's your land. But then that would have been a natural... Exactly. Not only that, you had to leave Israel, you had to go to Mitzrayim, you had to make yourself into a nation through this servitude, right? So it can show you how to serve a master properly. You come out as a nation, you get the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah goes in front of you into Yericho, and miraculously Hashem says, I'm with you, I'm with it, and you're going into the land, not because it's your home, or because we're coming back, it's because Hashem told you to. 40 years ago, Hashem told you, you're not going in, so we didn't. But now Hashem says, now you're going in. This is the time to conquer. So it's not only, Yericho is not only showing us that the Goyim should fear us, but it's also to show us as a people that we have an eternal connection. Without this whole going out and coming back and being told by Hashem, we wouldn't have had this eternal connection. For now, for 2,000 years later, to be coming back, what gave us the strength? Other than that, Hashem told us, this is your land. So the fact that, would we have done it if we didn't have that command from the divine?
Had we not conquered it, we may not have wanted to...
I don't know. So I also just wrote about like the Six-Day War, the first day of the Six-Day War, when they battered the Egyptian army.
Yeah.
That was an incredible series of events that had to all fit and interline for them to be able to go on and do what they did in 6 days. Yeah? Just for one truck to go from the north to the south, that takes 3 days. So to actually conquer all the things that they did in 6 days is a miracle. But what helped them was that first day where all the stars aligned, all the planets aligned, and they wiped out all the enemy's air, and they had air supremacy.
Imagine what would have happened if
they had a seventh day. Nahum would have taken more, right?
Yeah.
So here the same way, Yericho was this big event that all the stars aligned, the planets aligned, you take over in some incredible fashion, and that allows now the rest of the wars to be much easier, less bloodshed, everyone's scared, they can run away, you don't have to fight so much. And that's why Yericho is so important. So the Chashmonaim, they lived in Yericho. They built the palaces in Yericho. I don't know if they did. There was a palace. There was a palace.
In the mountains there.
Hisham's palace.
Well,
no, there's a palace. There was a winter palace. There was a winter palace. So that's the question we're looking into.
What I was going to say about the similarities. Once you get into the similarities of this.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
Thank you,
Josh. Shkaya. Shkaya from Yosh.
Was that a pair of a week?